following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe, and welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world, as always. The NFL Draft. Man, oh man, is that thing over yet? I don't even know. I just know it's a marathon when you're talking about the NFL Draft, and lives are definitely changed, and people are setting up their family maybe for the rest of their lives, to be honest with you. So good stuff on that front. Only one NBA playoff game, going to the final game of number 7, which would be the LA Clippers and the Utah Jazz. Pretty interesting stuff there, obviously. Major League Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks blow another lead in the late innings of the game in the 9th inning as Fernando Rodney can't get it done. Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime, was there to catch the action, man. How are you this morning, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing well. You know, out at the ballpark, went out a little bit and had some fun after the ball game. But Fernando Rodney and Torrey Lovello and even Zach Greinke, who I saw all of them after the game last night, none of them happy campers. This was an opportunity to at least put yourself in a position to win a series on Sunday. 6-2 lead, you know, kind of falls apart in the late innings. Not exactly the way the Diamondbacks drew it up.
No, I would have to say. And then, obviously, on the other hand, I did go see something that was drawn up the way it should be, and that was the Arizona Rattlers getting the victory over the Green Bay Blizzard. And I'll tell you what, man, in a game that has little to no defense, they really shut them down, Jeff. I was pretty impressed. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to get into it on the other side. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorfon Sports with Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're definitely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorfon Sports. Check us out at Dorf Online as well. And then also Sports Byline USA. So as we were going to break, I was letting you know that I did get to check out the way that things were supposed to be done. And that was by the Arizona Rattlers as they were able to take care of business over the Green Bay Blizzard. And again, I was saying, like, in a game where there's not supposed to be a lot of defense, that defense was hawking after the ball and getting after the quarterback and being very disruptive. And I don't know if a lot of people have ever gotten to check out indoor football, but it's actually an unbelievable atmosphere, as Jeff was saying to me toward the in the break. And I agree 100%, man. It's ruckus. It's loud. It's wild. It's indoors. And these guys are running around on a football field that's only 50 yards long. But they're giving it their all, Jeff. And it was a pretty good experience, if you ask me.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad. You know, I kind of try to go to some things outside of the mainstream, the meat and potatoes of sports, if you will, the basketball, the hockey, the baseball, the football. And then you have the modifications, and that's really cool to see. I like watching college football. You know, I'm going to try to get some small college football games this fall and just kind of see the entire spectrum of sports. You know, we talk about the world of sports, but we really have tunnel vision towards the four major professional leagues and then college basketball and college football, but only at the highest level and, you know, typically only with the high majors.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. And it's always good to kind of get out there and see what else there is, because you can find those gems at some small schools. And speaking of which, the NFL draft, you know, you're going to see a bunch of those guys winding up finding themselves a home. And you know what? And in a weird way, that sort of happened right away for the Arizona Cardinals when they took Hassan Reddick from Temple. You know, I mean, think about it. That's a guy who's had to work at every single level. He has never gotten anything, and he's had to earn everything. And I think that that's kind of a really good attitude and a good way to look at things if you're a guy coming up in this league right now, Jeff.
I think so. You know, it doesn't matter where you go. We've seen two players from Lindenwood selected in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, one in this year's draft, Pierre Desir to the Browns, I think in 2014. So, I mean, that's a small school in the middle of nowhere that I absolutely would have never heard of if not for a few NFL talents coming through there. Hillsdale, you know, just these small places. Even the head coach of the Arizona Rattlers, Kevin Guy, you know, he went to Livingston, wherever that is. And, you know, he came up and he became this professional football coach of, you know, the greatest in his sport, you know, the indoor football game. And I use that generically because there's a couple of different factions out there. You know, it's obviously, it's a sport that's struggling. It's a sport that's struggling to survive. And, you know, we saw with these Arizona Rattlers going from the traditional AFL, the Arena Football League, to the Indoor Football League. And, you know, reading up on arena football, because we talked to Coach Kevin Guy on one of our, you know, on one of our regular shows, that, you know, it's a tough sport, you know, but the Arizona Rattlers have just had success year in and year out. I think that they've got 5 titles in their 25 years.
Yeah, and they just find the best talent out there when you think about it. And we even asked Coach Guy about the NFL draft a little bit the other day on Friday when we had him on the local show that you're talking about in Phoenix. And you know what? He said they look at that, you know, and they find some guys in the mix that weren't able to get into the NFL, and then they work with them, and then potentially those guys can find their way to the NFL. So they do a good job, man. They do probably the best job in the indoor football league, finding that talent and then having it blossom for them. So they do a good job with that. Hey, I want to ask you this. Were you pretty happy with the end result with what your Cleveland Browns did in the NFL draft?
You know, I said this the other day, and I'll say it again, is that I am out of the business of trying to immediately evaluate drafts after they happen. I will say this, though, you know, as much respect as I have for a lot of people in the media, they put in a lot of time reading up and watching tape on these guys and putting out their opinion of what I would do, what the media member would do. You know, quite frankly, I'm going to trust those front offices. You know, some of them don't deserve the benefit of the doubt, but to be hired into a front office versus, you know, resorting to being on the NFL Network or the ESPN desk, I would definitely take the opinion of the guy that does the scouting and the picking and the running of a football team professionally for one of those 32 teams. I mean, there's only 32 front offices and there's a lot of people in the media. So I'm happy that the Browns ended up with their quarterback at 52 in DeShone Kizer. Big arm. He's got a lot to learn. You know, a lot of young players in the NFL draft, you know, and if you're trying to build, you know, you do it by taking these 20 and 21 and, you know, I mean, a lot of 22 year olds as well. But I mean, on the surface, I'm happy. You know, I've been happy with drafts before. And, you know, if you've been paying attention, the Cleveland Browns over the last 18 years or so, they haven't done the draft well. Now, I don't think the Cardinals have done the draft particularly well either. If you're talking about the two teams that I take the most interest in.
Yeah, I mean, the team that I take the interest in is obviously the Green Bay Packers, and they started out going defensive heavily, and then they kind of changed their tune and went after, I think, three running backs. So they didn't go after the guy that I would have liked them to go after, but as you said, I trust the front offices. I trust the GMs. I trust the Green Bay Packers, even though they seem to not do that much necessarily in the draft year in and year out. They seem to trade more often than not, and they usually trade down. But ultimately, I agree with you, man. It's really difficult to judge what happens in the draft right away. You have to wait a couple, 3 years, maybe even four in a lot of cases. So you can sit here and speculate. We can sit here and say, oh, this kid's got a lot of talent. This kid looks pretty darn good. This kid does this or that and the other. But the truth of the matter is their play on the field will decide their careers for them. And it's just kind of stupid at this point to say, oh, this guy's going to do this or that, because we really have no idea. When you think about it, guys like Tom Brady at number 199, I don't think anybody would have expected the career that he's thrown out there. So there's gems all over the place, and then there's mistakes all over the place as well, Jeff.
Well, I'll tell you, and the reason I don't have the immediate reaction is going back to the 2014 draft. You know, the Cleveland Browns, they trade up into the top 10 to take Justin Gilbert, who's allegedly the top corner in the draft. You take a kid from Texas A&M that liked to party a little bit, but also, you know, showed up on Saturdays and played really good football in a really difficult conference. And it didn't translate to the NFL. You know, I think in both their cases, character was a concern, motivation was a concern. And, you know, it's only 2017. You know, we're not even to the 2017 season, and these 2014 draft picks, first round picks, are already out of the league. So evaluating guys on draft day, it doesn't matter until they actually get on the field. And, you know, it's not just a season. It could be two or three or even four seasons.
Well, and with that being said, if you're the Chicago Bears and you drafted Mitchell Trubisky, then you better hope and pray that this guy does wind up being one hell of a quarterback. Otherwise, people are going to question this pick and question everything about what you do if this guy does not work out. So, they traded up to get this guy too. So, and
yeah, they probably did do that. They probably didn't need to do that. You know, it kind of reminds me of the Browns trading up with the Vikings when they had the fourth pick to trade into the third pick to take Trent Richardson, another guy that ended up being a bust. But, you know, that goes on and on and on.
It just started the domino effect of some weird things to happen there up at the top. And leave it to the Bears, man. That's all I can say. If you're a Bear fan and you're listening, let us know how you feel about the what they just did, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of the experts. So,
well, they have time. They have time. They have Mike Glennon. They gave Mike Glennon a stupid amount of money to kind of keep the seat warm for whoever they were going to take. And, you know, Mitchell Trubisky's only played 13 games, but I'll give you a good precedent. Kyrie Irving only played 11 games at Duke and turned out to be a phenomenal professional basketball player. You know, I know Bears fans are hoping that the kid follows suit. Kid from right up the street from me, where I grew up in Mentor, Ohio. I'm rooting for the guy, even if it means rooting against your Green Bay Packers twice a year.
Well, and with that being said, how do you feel about Kaiser real quickly before we get to a break?
I think he's got a lot of learning to do. I think that the potential is there if the Browns are patient with Hugh Jackson and his offensive staff, bringing this guy along, maybe start Brock Osweiler or Cody Kessler in 2017 and don't start thinking about DeShone Kaiser, at least until the training camp in 2018.
All right, sounds good. Sounds like we got the music behind us. We got to take another quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, a lot going on in the sports world. We might get into some basketball on the other side, because I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about the Clippers and the Utah Jazz in that Game 7, and then what's to come in the rest of the NBA playoffs for Round 2. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right, and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. We'll talk about anything and everything. So opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. A lot going on, like I said. And I kind of want to get into this with you a little bit, Jeff. The Los Angeles Clippers, they are able to force a Game 7 in the NBA playoffs. And they have the Utah Jazz coming to them in a little while. But truth be told, I think that a lot of people did not think this series was maybe going back to L.A. And with that being said, I think it's pretty important for the Clippers to win this for a couple reasons. First of all, no Blake Griffin. It would show a lot of character. It would show a lot of heart. It would show a lot of determination. But I also think it kind of holds off the discussion, the conversation, a little bit about what do you do with this L.A. Clipper team, because truth is they have underachieved. Big time, if you ask me, with the caliber players that they have, the caliber coach that they have, who's won a NBA championship before with the Boston Celtics, with those big three guys and Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and Kevin Garnett, and then also obviously a little bit of Rondo in the mix as well. But truth be told, I think the LA Clippers have underachieved big time, Jeff, and this is a huge series for them to hold that discussion off of, do we break this thing up and how do we move forward?
I don't think it matters. I think that the next round is going to be ugly if they do make it there. I see Golden State going, cruising to the Western Conference Finals, regardless of who they play. I saw the Utah, we've seen a lot of good comebacks in these playoffs. You know, we saw the Cavaliers come back from being a lot down. We saw the Milwaukee Bucks erase a huge deficit, even though they ultimately lost on Thursday night. And, we saw the Jazz, we saw the Clippers kind of fall apart there at the end, just turning the ball over. And I thought the Jazz playing at home, they just couldn't make the pass when they needed it. They couldn't inbound the ball. And, as a result, they get the big deficit to within three there at the end and just can't get a possession. And L.A. does just enough to get it back to L.A. for game seven. But I don't think it matters. I think that this summer is going to be very interesting for the Los Angeles Clippers. Doc Rivers has gotten as far as he can get with this team. Obviously, Chris Paul is a great talent, but he's not elevating the players around him well enough to produce results on the court. And if they lose to the Jazz in seven, it just starts the conversation about this ugly offseason where you've got CP3, J.J. Redick, and Blake Griffin as free agents. At least one of them, probably two of them, are going to walk, and Chris Paul is going to be back. So I think that for the Clippers, it's all about making themselves a desirable destination for potential free agents and bona fide superstars.
Well, and I don't think that's a tough sell. Let's be honest. They're in L.A. I don't know. I don't care if they're the Clippers.
They're not the other team in L.A. I mean, they are the other team in L.A., but even with the Lakers down, they're not the biggest brand. They're not the biggest NBA brand in L.A., but like you said, it's not a dysfunction. There's no Donald Sterling. It's not the dysfunctional organization that it was. It's just a good organization that can't be great because there are too many great teams get in their way right now.
No, and that's a good point, man. And there's something else that you said in that mix as well that I kind of found interesting. And when you're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks and the Utah Jazz, there's a theme with both of these teams, and it's young. I think the average age for the Milwaukee Bucks is right around 24. So when you're looking at that and how they handled the Toronto Raptors in the first round, with the success that the Raptors had the season before, you got to think positively about the future for the Bucks. And I would say the same thing for the Utah Jazz, that their future is very bright. Gobert had to go out of that game once again and didn't come back in the fourth quarter, which obviously changed up the rhythm and everything that they were doing for the Utah Jazz. But they did make it close, like you're saying. The Clippers kind of gave them a chance to get back in the game, and Gordon Hayward scores a quick 7 points to get that thing within striking distance. But I think the youth showed, man. At the end of the day, I think in both of those teams, the youth kind of came out and the inexperience helped the other teams to get by, even though maybe they should not have. Because like you said, the Bucks erase a huge 25-point deficit. They actually do get the lead on a Jason Terry three, which was unbelievable at the point and probably so improbable we couldn't have thought of it. But
it was your Rajay Davis eighth inning home run.
Yeah, I mean, he turned back the clock, man. Let's be honest. He turned back the clock and he took over, and that they didn't have enough of that. And that's kind of my point, is they didn't have enough of that veteran leadership. And you know what? Joe Johnson has been that guy for the Utah Jazz. And I think they kind of went a little bit away from him. And then when they did go to him, he had to take a tough shot there at the end of the ball game with DeAndre Jordan guarding him. And so, yeah, he got a good look, but it was a forced look. And you know what? At that point in the ball game, I think you got to set up a play. And I don't like the fact that they didn't call a timeout. You know, at that point they had 2 timeouts left in the ball game, Jeff. I think you call a timeout and you set up a 3-point play. I don't think it's the same thing as being down 2 points, because you have to hit a 3-pointer. So you got to set up a play. And I think that the youth and all that just kind of got to, and the speed of the game, maybe it was just too quick and they just didn't really know how to react. But if it's me, I'm calling a timeout there and I'm setting up a play to shoot a 3-pointer.
I think they wanted to play through it. I think that they didn't want to give Doc Rivers a chance to diagram up anything. And I think that they wanted to play against tired legs, you know, because I think that favors the offense in that situation. And, you know, bottom line, they hit the 3-pointer. They tied the game there. So, it's being your Milwaukee Bucks. I think that Thon Maker, Chris Middleton, Jabari Parker, the core that they have there, and obviously the Greek Freak, the core that they have there is going to be very exciting. They're very young, but they're going to grow into those leadership roles. And as long as they can keep that core together, that's going to be an exciting team for Jason Kidd. I think that Quinn Snyder's done a great job in Utah. And I think that Joe Johnson has really helped Gordon Hayward develop himself into a leader with that Utah Jazz team.
Well, and speaking of developing, I think that that's a great word, because even though Giannis is an unbelievable special talent, there's a lot of things that he still needs to work on. The fatigue late in that ball game, he could barely bend his legs to shoot free throws. The amount of missed free throws from that young Milwaukee Bucks team, the amount of missed layups from that young Milwaukee Bucks team, all those things had a role in the fact that they lost that game 6. They played well. Don't get me wrong. They played well just to get back into that game. And as you alluded to, when we spoke about this on the local show in Phoenix, Jason Kidd told him how bad it was going to hurt to have to try to get back into that game. And you could definitely see it. So fatigue, mentally, emotionally, physically, definitely took over for that Milwaukee Bucks team. They gave a valiant effort, man, and they played Toronto pretty well. But ultimately, I think we're going to get to see the matchup that we really wanted to see. And, you know, we're going to see DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry playing against the Cleveland Cavaliers one more time. Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, Kevin Love, and everything that those guys bring to the table. So I think we're going to have a good series, man. I think that we're looking at a 6 or 7 game series. And you know what? Toronto will play them pretty tough. I don't think they get by, but I think they'll play them pretty tough, Jeff.
Well, they played them pretty tough a year ago in the conference finals. You know, they stretched them to 6. They won games 3 and 4, and they're not going to see the athletes. Look, Cleveland's a better basketball team. They're not going to see the athletes that they saw in the Milwaukee Bucks in round one. And, you know, I think that the role players like P.J. Tucker, and, you know, I think that Ibaka's kind of somewhere between a role player and a star. I think that those players are going to make a big difference. Let's see if they can give Cleveland fits in the post. Cleveland has one center. Cleveland has Tristan Thompson. So, can the bigs from Toronto, even though they're a guard-oriented team, can the bigs from Toronto shut down Thompson and Kevin Love and, you know, prevent the Cavaliers from getting that spacing that they need so desperately for LeBron James and Kyrie Irving?
No, and I think that's a good point, because Serge Ibaka was huge in the series against Milwaukee. And I think if they don't have him, you know what? Milwaukee may be able to slip by, because he came up with a bunch of huge blocks late in ball games, and then he starts the fast break. And Serge Ibaka has definitely paid his dues and paid dividends for the Toronto Raptors thus far. And I think he'll continue to do that because you're right. I think he is on the cusp of being a player that people talk about on a regular basis. So more power to the Toronto Raptors. They got through a tough Milwaukee Bucks team that was hungry and looked like they might be up for the task when they stole a game there in Toronto. And then, you know what? Toronto did exactly what they needed to do. They stole a game back in Milwaukee, and then they were able to steal another one in game six. So, you know, we always say that. The series doesn't start until somebody wins on somebody else's floor. And you know what? We'll see how it goes, man. Game seven, LA Clippers, Utah Jazz. We didn't get any of that when you're talking about the NHL playoffs in round one, but we get one. We finally get one in the NBA. So I hear the music. Means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man. We'll get back into it on the other side. We'll continue talking about what's going on in the sports world. So keep it close. 1-800-878-7529 if you want to jump in. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Talk
Harper back after it. Heard the footsteps of Hayes coming and got rid of it quickly. Set up around the boards and out Girardi. To an open side, plucked by Pajot. Shoots, scores! Rick Nash shorthanded with Derek Stepan. Here he comes, he's right in. Stepan scores!
All righty, everybody, welcome back. In case you didn't know, a little hockey talk going here, and there's been some great action on the ice when you think about it. We haven't had the Game 7s yet, but maybe they'll be coming, maybe they won't be coming, but I'll tell you what, a couple of good games on the slate. The Blues and the Predators will be getting at it, the Ducks and the Oilers, and I'll tell you what, both of these series, kind of interesting. The Oilers lead the series 2-0, and in the other one, it's knotted up 1-1. And then there's obviously some other games to talk about, too, with the other side of things happening in the NHL. So we will obviously let you know about those things happening, too. And the Rangers, they get it done. So actually, I'm looking at, I'm going back here a couple. This is a little bit off for me, Jeff, on my schedule. But truth be told, NHL hockey, if you ask me, is the best playoff around. Sudden death on the ice. It's like there's only one game like this, and it's hockey. So it's pretty awesome watching what happens on the ice, man.
Senators get it done in double overtime. You know, a couple of games yes. Yesterday. Yeah, games on Saturday where we saw six goals scored by the winning team. You know, the Penguins and the Capitals, these are all really good matchups. I think people are a little disappointed in how the seeding works out. You know, how you get how you have the best two teams in the Penguins and the Caps, and then you have the best two teams in the on the Western side, and the Senators and the Blues. So, they've been really good hockey games, all kind of in their own way. Whether they've been 2-1, 6-5, I think we've seen some quality hockey, and I think that we're going to see that as the final eight dwindles down to four, and then we get that Stanley Cup final eventually.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about what we're seeing right now is so many goals being scored. I think that's pretty cool. We've talked about it a little bit where, you know, in soccer, and I'm going to compare these two to a certain degree because for a long, long time, you know, people want to see and let's compare even another one. Let's talk about baseball. You, when you have the 1-0 game and the purist is going to love that, you know, the purist probably loves a 1-0 game in hockey as well. So we're not seeing that. We're seeing a lot of goals. Like you said, the Rangers and Senators 6-5 in that ball game in that hockey game. And it was a two
puck
overtime
game, if you will.
Yeah. The puck game, if you will. And it was a double overtime to make it happen, which is what we want. We want drama. We want excitement. The Penguins are kind of all over the Caps right now. And when we looked at this, we thought that this was going to be a pretty awesome series. And it's not that it still won't be an awesome series. It's just kind of interesting how the Penguins have taken it to the Caps on the road thus far. And I think we've also said this about NHL hockey. It doesn't seem like home ice advantage means as much in NHL hockey like it does in other sports. So the Penguins jump out to a 2-0 lead. The series is 2-0 for the Senators, but they do it at home. So that's a little bit more traditional. Do you think the Caps go to Pittsburgh now and they kind of shake it up there and they get a couple victories there? Or, I mean, because we think that this is going to be a long series, don't we?
We thought it was going to be a long series, not from what I've seen. I think this is typical Washington with Ovechkin. You know, they're going to win a series. They're going to impress you for a little bit. You're going to start. Just when you start thinking they're back, they won't. You know, they start to fall off. So I'm expecting another disappointing finish to the season for the Washington Capitals. And, you know, they've shaken things up there several times since Ovi got there. And, you know, I expect them to evaluate and do more of the same. I'm really impressed with the Ottawa Senators, you know, because who the heck are the Ottawa Senators? But they've been dominant, too. And, you know, I think that they've got a good chance to represent the Eastern Conference in the Cup, despite the three big market teams around them.
Well, and with that being said, the Rangers, man, they've kind of underachieved, wouldn't you say? I mean, you were kind of talking about, like, the other day that maybe this is their year to get through and have themselves a Stanley Cup. But with that being said, they've kind of underachieved in the recent years.
I think that they're built around Lundqvist, and, you know, if you can't score goals. He can only, you know, he made 41 saves in game one and they still lose 2-1. So, you know, he didn't play as well in game two. And, you know, the New York Rangers are a good brand, but they got to play good hockey. And I don't think that we've seen that out of, you know, out of this team, at least in this series. So, you know, I see it ended up, Senators, Pens, and we'll go from there to see, you know, see if the Penguins can chase down another cup or at least, you know, win the Eastern Conference 2 years in a row.
What can you say about Sid the Kid? It seems like he's starting to come on.
Oh, he's unbelievable. He's amazing. You know, if more people watched hockey, we talk about him in the same breath that we talk about LeBron James. I mean, I think that it's Sid the Kid. It's Connor McDavid, and you know, Austin Matthews will join that conversation sooner or later, but he's not there yet. Connor McDavid is, comes as advertised when he was taken very high, you know, when he was taken number one, and everybody was pining for that number one overall pick a couple of years ago. And speaking of that, you know, to bring it back home, the Phoenix, you know, the Arizona Coyotes, another bad draw in the lottery. They're going to have the seventh pick in the upcoming NHL draft, and Phoenix's lottery, you know, Phoenix Winter Sports Lottery, lack of luck continues.
Yeah, that's too bad. Hey, well, let me ask you this: do you think it would be kind of cool for a kid like that to wind up coming back to the desert, you know, and at some point throughout his career, and then, you know, maybe being a guy that could change if the Coyotes are still around? I mean, let's be honest. You know, at the end of the day, it seems like that's a fight year in and year out, but. You know,
No, I don't. Thurman Munson played for the Yankees. He was really, you know, he was from Canton, Ohio. A lot of speculation that he was going to, you know, leave for the Indians via free agency. And, you know, when you play for one of those brands, and I think the Toronto Maple Leafs, despite the fact they haven't won a cup in forever, I think that that's one of those places where you stay if you could be a star there.
Well, and I mean, not only that, let's face it, the tradition there is, you know, second.
And we're garbage here. I'm a big fan of the Coyotes, but we're a garbage organization out here in Glendale, Arizona.
Well, and like I was saying, I mean, you know, the tradition and everything is all obviously there. But with that being said, man, you know, all it takes is that one guy, and I'm gonna relate this to football. Think about the culture change that this guy made in a place where not a lot of people wanted to go. It wasn't cool to go there. And I don't know if you know where I'm going with this, but one Reggie White who made it cool to go to Green Bay. And then all of a sudden things started happening for the Green Bay Packers because of one guy. So I hear what you're saying, but you know what?
They also had Brett Favre. They also had Brett Favre, but yeah, you know, Reggie White was one of the first free agents, you know, first big name free agents to go somewhere non-traditional. And yeah. I think that he remains the outlier rather than the rule, if that makes any sense to you.
No, absolutely it does. But
especially in football, where one player shouldn't make that big of a difference, but he did, and they did win a Super Bowl.
Well, right, and that's my point, is that one guy can really change a culture. So, and it's a start, you know, at the end of the day, it's a start, and you have to have somebody that's willing to jump on. And then once that happened, man, it you saw the domino effect. It wasn't just one guy that went there. Yeah, he's kind of the difference maker, but he definitely opened people's eyes to Green Bay, that it wasn't just some little, you know, bumble, you know what town that people couldn't walk around and know who they are. That he was a big fish in a really, really small pond, as we all know, but he helped change the culture, and then good things have happened ever since. So I don't know, man. I just think sometimes when you're a homegrown kid and you see things struggling, and I'll relate this closer to home for you, man. LeBron James, very similar.
Well,
man.
Before you go down that road, you know, let me kind of jump on your comparison, because LeBron, when he was a free agent, you know, he talked about, you know, obviously talked to Miami, he talked to the Bulls, he talked to the Knicks and the Nets, but he talked to the LA Clippers. And there's a theory out there that he said that, okay, the Clippers are an okay destination, which kind of opened the doors for Chris Paul to accept that trade out there. So definitely know where you're going with that first domino to fall kind of sets the rest of the stack.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. We can sit here and we can analyze it till we're blue in the face, but there's been so many situations where what I'm saying is actually true, and we just got to roll with it. I mean, at some point, we just got to realize that all it takes is one person to be able to change culture. And again, I'm going to throw another one at you. Think about what Ken Wisenhunt started with the Arizona Cardinals, and then it kept going once they brought Bruce Arians in. The culture has changed. You know, whether or not they were able to continue that last season when they were 7-8-1. My point is that people expect this team to be better year in and year out now because of the faces that have joined, and that goes from the top all the way down to the bottom. So I really think there is some validity to having somebody change the face of your franchise to not being so terrible. And for you right now, that guy could be Myles Garrett for the Cleveland Browns, man.
They've got a long way to go. They need help all over their defense. They're still going to be young. They're still obviously going to struggle to play in that division with Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Baltimore. But I think it's a step in the right direction. You know, you land the three first-round picks. I know that, you know, not a lot of people were high on Jabril Peppers. That's a wait and see. But Garrett's going to have a lot of pressure under him. And, you know, this David Njoku, who's 20 years old out of the U, is, you know, there's been arguments to be made that he was the best tight end in the draft. And if you're even on the same level as O.J. Howard, I'm pretty impressed with what you can do. This guy's a high jumper. This guy's a good athlete. Can he block? You know, I think that's yet to be seen. And, you know, can these guys get motivated and get in the weight room and get out on the practice field and just, you know, study the playbook like it's gospel? And if they do that, you know, and some pieces come together, the Cleveland Browns can, you know, finally turn the corner perhaps.
You know, you just hit on something that I kind of want to address, and it's kind of funny because, you know, you rip on the U for that loss that they took to Ohio State back in the day when you say that maybe that's the greatest
I'm kidding about that. I think it was a great season. I think it was a remarkable season that they played. They were the first 14-0 college football team in college football history. So that was a remarkable win. Miami was a great team, but they disappeared after that loss.
No, I agree. They completely lost their swagger. But here's my point. My point is this, is that it's really interesting how, you know, you were just talking about that kid from the U. Now he's playing for the Cleveland Browns. So my question is when something like that happens and you have this, you know, pure hate, let's just say, and I'm not saying you do in this situation, but let's say people have pure hatred for somebody on a certain team, or they just hate a certain team. But then when that guy winds up joining their team later on in the NFL, everything becomes forgotten. Is that true or what?
You got to turn the page. And I'll put it on a more real comparison is that I'm not the biggest Ohio State fan anymore, but I still have that distaste for Michigan. You know, they've drafted Braylon Edwards in the first round. Now they got Jabril Peppers. You turn the page, you put all that, you know, you put all that college stuff behind you, and you know, it's a completely new game.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is we live in not only in like, in the real world, do we live in a forgive and forget society? But it's very similar in sports to forgive and forget when you think about it, because there's guys that I was watching and I'm saying, God, I can't stand that guy. But then he winds up being a Green Bay Packer or a Milwaukee Buck. And I'm like, okay, now I like that guy because he's playing for my team. And you know what? I think that really what it boils down to is we don't like the guys that maybe potentially can wind up causing a ruckus for our teams that we so badly desire and want to win. But once they join forces, all that becomes forgotten, Jeff.
It has to. You know, I always live with these big fears when I hate a college football player that he's going to end up on my team. I've got a picture of Deli as a freshman at St. Mary's, and I just said, I don't like the cut of this guy's chib. And, you know, of course, like 6 years later, he ends up on the Cavaliers.
Exactly. So all is forgotten, and all is well that ends well for us. Anyways, we get that quick break. We hear the music behind us. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan.
If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff, the one thing we have neglected in hour number one, we will definitely get to it in hour number two, is Major League Baseball. And like we were talking about early in the program, you did get out to see the Diamondbacks and the Rockies battling for first place in the National League West, which maybe to many is kind of crazy, but you were there, you took it all in, and you saw another blown save from Fernando Rodney. So we'll have to see how all that shakes out. Again, man, just an interesting game, because the D-backs were winning that game the whole way, and then
a couple of wild pitches late did them in, but it was interesting. I'd be very interested to see if this time in the month of May, at the end of May, we're still talking about these two teams ruling the National League West.
Yeah, kind of weird, man. I mean, we'll see how things shake up, because you said, and we both know, that the stretch gets kind of difficult for them. They play the Nationals, the Pirates, and a couple other teams coming on here in the next week or so. So we'll see how it all shakes out for the Arizona Diamondbacks. But right now, they are neck and neck with the Colorado Rockies. We'll get into some baseball on the other side. So a lot to get into. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, hour number one in the books. Hour number two is on the horizon. So keep it close. We'll be right back with more sports talk for you here on the program. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tammy Rose.
At least 8 people are dead after a string of storms and tornadoes swept across Missouri, Arkansas, and East Texas. 3 twisters touched down in Texas, damaging homes, trees, and leaving 5 dead and dozens more hurt. The East Texas Medical Center reports at least 50 people were taken to hospitals. Storms also pounded other parts of the South and Midwest, leading to flood warnings from Oklahoma to Illinois. South Korean defense officials say Washington has reassured them it will pay for the THAAD missile defense system being set up to protect the country from North Korea. Earlier in the week, President Trump suggested that South Korea should pay for the $1 billion system, raising red flags in Seoul about the alliance between the two nations. A Southern California beach is closed after a woman was attacked by a shark over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
A 24-karat gold Darth Vader mask is going on sale this week for $1.4 million. The mask of the iconic Star Wars villain was commissioned by a jeweler in Tokyo to mark the film franchise's 40th anniversary. The mask, weighing 33 pounds, will go on sale on Star Wars Day, May 4th. Despite not being there, President Trump got plenty of attention at the annual White House Correspondents Dinner. The headliner at last night's black tie event, The Daily Show's Hasan Minhaj, noted the absence of the leader of the country.
And that's because he lives in Moscow. It is a very long flight. It'd be hard for Vlad to make it. Vlad can't just make it on a Saturday. It's a Saturday.
Minhaj made jokes about Trump's tweeting at 3 a.m. completely sober. He also accused MSNBC of being conspiracy theorists. For more news making headlines across the country, go to westernjournalism.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
President Trump is touting his first 100 days in office. Terry Moore reports on Trump's campaign-style rally in Pennsylvania.
The president opened the rally by aiming at a familiar target.
If the media's job is to be honest and tell the truth, then I think we would all agree the media deserves a very, very big, fat failing grade.
Trump insisted his first 100 days have been hugely successful and said he is just getting started.
Our jobs will come back home. It will be a beautiful thing to watch.
Introducing Trump, Vice President Mike Pence called the president a man of his word and a man of action.
SpaceX is set to launch a spy satellite into orbit for the intelligence community in Florida. Richard Jordan reports.
SpaceX didn't share any details on what type of surveillance the mysterious satellite will conduct. However, the customer for the launch is the National Reconnaissance Office. The NRO is a U.S. government agency that maintains and develops spy satellites. The agency says it surveys potential threats to the country by tracking terrorists and nuclear weapon development in other countries. They add they can also provide an early warning for a possible missile strike. Richard Jordan.
For more news making headlines across the country, go to westernjournalism.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And believe me when I tell you, there is a lot of things happening in the sports world, from the NHL or the NHL playoffs, which are starting to heat up a little bit, to the NFL draft, the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball. We've got you covered in every single direction. So, Jeff, good morning, man. How's it going, buddy?
Good morning. It's been a fun weekend. A lot of sports going on, and it's only going to get better as we turn the calendar to the month of May.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. As we get closer to the big prize for the NBA and we get closer to the big prize for the NHL with the Stanley Cup Finals coming soon. Speaking of which, a couple of great games in the NHL. Well, not necessarily great for some, but the Penguins get a 6-2 victory. And then, obviously, in the other one, the Rangers go down 6-5 to the Senators. So, in a double overtime game, too, as well. So, we'll get into that and a whole lot more. There's NBA basketball to talk about with Cleveland and Toronto, and obviously a big game 7 with the Utah Jazz and the LA Clippers. So keep it close. We're just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This advertisement is neither an offer to lend nor a commitment to funding. Penn Funding is a marketing and information firm for businesses.
We needed cash, fast. Business is good, but this is an emergency.
We needed some new equipment. The banks wouldn't help us.
Need cash for your business? Call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. If you're in business 6 months with $10,000 per month in sales, you probably qualify. Call Penn Funding now. Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
I called Penn Funding and had my money fast.
Penn Funding helped me stay in business.
Penn Funding helped us grow.
Penn Funding can save your business. We can help you grow your business. Make the call now. If you need cash for your business, call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. Need cash for your business? Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
Hyatt Centric Fisherman's Wharf San Francisco is located in the heart of San Francisco. Close to top attractions, our hotel is a prime spot to explore the city by the bay. Visit Pier 39 and Ghirardelli Square, or take the nearby cable car lines around the city. Hyatt Centric Fisherman's Wharf features a heated outdoor pool, a fully equipped fitness center, and on-site dining options. The contemporary guest rooms and suites include luxurious amenities to help you unwind after a stimulating day exploring San Francisco. Call 415-563-1234 or go to fishermanswharf.centric.hyatt.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
The beautiful Mount View Hotel and Spa in Calistoga is having a special. Any suite or cottage for $2.99 a night, Sunday through Thursday. This price includes use of all the facilities, pool, mineral water jacuzzi, sauna, bottle of wine on arrival, and a $20 breakfast voucher to Johnny's, one of two restaurants on the property. We are one of the best values in Napa Valley. Call 707-942-6877 to reserve your special now, or go to mountviewhotel.com.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out at Dorf Online as well as Sports Byline USA.
Hey, get the website out there, man. We are DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can listen to all of our shows right there from the DorfOnSportsRadio.com website.
And believe me, there's tons of audio. We do 6 days of radio, so you can obviously check out this show as well as our local program in Phoenix. So a lot of great content on the page coming as well. We'll have a lot of writers, as far as I know. Maybe will that happen? Was that going to start like this week? What do you think, Jeff?
I think it should start soon. You know, you got to motivate these guys. I think that I got to lead by example and put a few blog posts up there. And, you know, this has been a trip, man. We've been, we've been getting around to the sporting events, which we could have done, you know, with or without a radio show. But I think it makes us more diverse. Like you said, in hour one, you were at the Rattlers game. I was at the Diamondbacks game. A week ago, I went to the Rattlers game. This has been a lot of fun. You know, we talked to the guy with your dream job, calling the Milwaukee Bucks games, Jim Paschke, on the local show. And,
yep.
On Saturday night at the Diamondbacks game. Jack Corrigan does Colorado Rockies radio, and he did the Indians TV games, which there weren't a lot of. There were about 40 games a year in the mid to late 80s when I came up on some really miserable Cleveland Indians teams. And, you know, this is the first time I've ever seen this guy face to face. You know, I listened to him probably from the age of 5 until I was, 12 or 13, or whenever he left the air. And I actually got to have a conversation with him about, about Cleveland, too, because he was a Cleveland native that's been in Denver for a number of years. But it's been really cool to meet some of the people in the industry. I think that I'm more impressed by that than standing in front of Zach Greinke or Fernando Rodney.
Well, and you know what's cool is a lot of those guys, they've been doing this for a long, long time, and they're not afraid of guys like you and myself. And I think that's a pretty unique and cool experience, if you can understand what I'm saying. If you're a younger broadcaster, I mean, I've been doing this for a long, long time. I've been broadcasting for about 20 years, so I've made a lot of great relationships throughout the years. And you'll see more often than not, for the most part, you're going to do really well with the older guys because they've proven everything. They've got nothing to lose. They're not afraid of their jobs being taken. And by the way, we obviously feel for those people that have been let go through ESPN, and they'll wind up landing places, as we all know. But we do feel for them because obviously this is a cutthroat business, and you know, you're only as good as your next day, or you're only as good as the last thing you did. So, and that's the way it is in every business when you think about it, man. At the end of the day, sports broadcasting is somewhat similar to what happens on the field, because if people aren't performing, or even if they are performing in some cases, they just have to make cuts and you have to get rid of people. But that's the bad side of it. The good side of it is exactly what you're talking about, Jeff. I've made some great relationships with older guys like you're talking about, the Jim Paschke's of the world, who've been in this business for 30 plus years and a play-by-play guy. And, you know, we had him on, and he was like a little kid when we brought him back to the only no-hitter that he happened to call for the Milwaukee Brewers back in the day. I think it was 1987, if I'm not mistaken. Juan Nieves is the guy that threw it for the Milwaukee Brewers. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool when you can get those guys and the stories that they have and the stories that they can tell, and you can bring them back to that moment as if they literally just turned back the clock and were in that moment right then and there for us. So, and the stories that they have, you can't say enough about the experiences. Even Seth, when we talk to Seth about some of the things that he's done, and it's like he becomes a little kid and gets back to that moment in his life and how special it was. So, yeah, man, just get ready to be able to talk to some of those people that you maybe never thought you would. And, you know, it's a pretty cool experience at the end of the day, man.
Yeah, and I think that the old guard, so to speak, I don't think that they're the get off my lawn, you know, that we refer to, because they've been through it. They realize that there's no point trying to step on somebody that's, you know, quote unquote underneath you. And it's been my experience. And you know, I honestly started going into the press box around 2013. I was brand new to the gig, and I got shut out of the Chicago Cubs spring training park out there in Mesa. Not the one they're in now, but out at HoHoCom. And I was just stuck because I didn't have a way to get a hold of the Cleveland Indians communications director to let them know that, you know, my credential was supposed to be legitimate. And, you know, there was another gentleman working for the Cleveland Plain Dealer at the time, Robert, you know, Bud Shaw. He's got a certain shtick. So he has his enemies, you know, among readers in Cleveland. But, you know, I really got to know him outside of his writing. And, you know, he's like, hey, you know, I can go get so and so for you. And, you know, I'm sitting there with a CNN or a C-SPAN crew in this tent outside of this spring training park in Mesa. And next thing I know, you know, the Chicago Cubs guy taps me on the shoulder. He's like, are you Jeff Rich? And I said, yeah. He's like, okay, you're all set. So, you know, that guy had no reason to help me at all. I was just a small, you know, internet blog writer. And he went out of his way to make sure that I got taken care of. And, you know, I didn't just get stranded there in the in this credential checking tent. So,
yeah,
I appreciate that, you know, the people that came before me. And, you know, in turn, you know, hopefully I'll be in this business for a long time, and I could, you know, and I could be kind to those who come after me as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it's all about. Give and give back, you know, get, receive, and obviously do your part to help people move on and better themselves. And that's in all honesty, man, I'm getting real talk here, that's kind of what we're building and what we're trying to do with people when you think about it. But let's get back to talking a little bit of sports. We do like thoughts, we do like opinions, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Looking at Major League Baseball right now, and I'll just kind of set the tone, and we may or may not have time to really get into this, but we'll get into it on the other side if we don't, and maybe we'll just continue it anyways. The Yankees leading the American League East. And in a weird way, man, I'm kind of happy with this. I'm kind of cool with it. Usually I'm a Yankee hater, but at the end of the day, they've been quiet for a little while, and it's always good when you can get a New York team in the mix. And I don't know. I just I have a weird soft spot in my heart for the Yankees right now. Baltimore right on their tail, just a game behind. The Red Sox 3.5 behind, and I think that that'll probably be the race with those three teams, and maybe the Rays on the outside looking in. And Toronto just pretty awful right now, 10 games under 500. But they do have a win, but they're still just struggling in the cellar. The White Sox on top of the division right now with the Cleveland Indians. I think it's going to be an interesting race. I do think your Cleveland Indians are going to wind up winning. They just have really good pitching, and at the end of the day, I think they're probably the best team in that division. The Houston Astros, they're playing pretty solid right now. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are finally 500, and we've been talking about them for years, man, about how they have to figure out a way to right that ship and get it going. Otherwise, you got to break it up. And how has Mike Scioscia had the job and this and that and the other and everything else that we can say about that division. But we'll dive into it. The Nationals, man, I'm on them, but they've lost a couple of games now in a row. I do think they're a pretty solid team. I like what they've done. I think at the end of the day, you and I know that they're going to walk away with this division because I don't think anybody can really push them unless they wind up hurting themselves and getting injured or whatever happens to them.
Well, one chip has already fallen. Adam Eaton goes down. That's a big loss for them. You know, they should be able to, you know, negotiate what they have to do without him, but that's going to hurt. You know, if they keep falling like that, it could be a very different race than the National League East.
No, and I agree, and that's why I'm saying, because we know, that, again, I repeat this over and over, but it makes so much sense. It's a marathon. It ain't a sprint, man. At the end of the day, you've got to be able to play just as good as you did in April and May as you do in July and August and September when the games really, really matter. But the Cubs, only a game lead over the Cardinals, who have really kind of taken off in the last week when you look at it, man. They were in the cellar, and all of a sudden they're now right there neck and neck with the Cubs, and that's good to see. The Rockies, like I said, on top of the division now with the Diamondbacks giving it back to them in the ninth inning, and we'll get into that on the other side. So keep it close. A lot to talk about. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Right back, everybody.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Get at us at Twitter, by Jeff Rich, Sports Byline USA. And then obviously here at Dorf on Sports. And then also Dorf Online. And then check us out on the website at DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Again, lots of content. Very soon we'll be up there that you'll be able to check out. We have writers from all over the place, to be honest with you. Some pretty good ones, too, if I'm not mistaken. Jeff has done a pretty good job of compiling a very good list of people and very well qualified to bring you some really good sports stuff. So check it out, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Jeff, let's get back into this. We didn't quite finish. The Rockies and the Diamondbacks went at it last night. Things were looking pretty darn good. I think they were up like 6-2, and then all of a sudden the wheels fell off. So explain how it all went down at the ballpark.
Well, you know, the Diamondbacks got at it. The ball was flying out of Chase Field on Saturday night. Quite a few home runs, mostly of a solo nature, you know, by a lot of the usual suspects. Not Paul Goldschmidt, but they you know, they got out to a 6-2 lead. You know, they limit Colorado to, you know, a solo shot early on from, you know, I can't remember. You know, I know that Trevor Story and Alexi Armista went deep last night. But 6-2, you know, bullpen kind of lets Colorado chip away at it. They make it 6-3 around the seventh inning. And then, oh, that ninth inning was just, it was just a disaster. Now, you know, now Rodney was only protecting a 6-4 lead. But this is two in a row that he's blown, and just the way that he did it with the walks, you know, they give the free pass to Carlos Gonzalez, you know, they don't want to pitch to him, and you know, a couple pitches in the dirt, you know, a couple pitches that were just a little tough for Jeff Mathis to handle, and the runners were able to advance, you know, twice in a row, and you know, then you get the RBI single, you know, you get seeing eye single for real. Past Yasmani Tomas, but Jake Lamb at third base, and you know, all of a sudden it's 7-6. You know, you go from 6-4 to 7-6 really quickly, and you know, it's a good outing by Zach Greinke wasted. You know, when your offense puts up six runs and you give that good of an, you know, you get that good of an outing from your starter, you should be able to finish games. That's a really disappointing loss for the Diamondbacks, and that might be the beginning of a trend, because they've got to go on the road again, and they went 4-6 on that California road trip. Let's see what happens on their, you know, the next time they have to play away from Phoenix.
Another thing that's not looking so good is Fernando Rodney now is 1-2, and that ERA is just continuing to balloon at 12.6. Look, here's the deal. I've been telling people to tread very, very lightly and slowly with this Arizona Diamondback team. So, look, at the end of the day, you're only as good as your pitching, and with this guy losing some confidence probably the other night when he gave up the three-run shot in the ninth inning for the D-backs to wind up losing that one. He goes back at it, like you said, only a two-run lead. But this is a guy that you've got to be able to rely on. He's got to slam the door, dude. This is a guy you don't want to see too many batters. So if he's not getting it done in – two or three or four guys, then you probably know that you got to go to somebody else right away, because if he starts getting base runners, it seems to be a serious disaster. So I think that in time, you have to realize when to pull people. So a little bit of it I'm definitely going to put on him, but a little bit I'm going to put on the manager as well, because you got to know tendencies, man. And if this guy gets base runners in the top of the ninth inning when they have a lead, well, you got to think that maybe just based on past performance, he's probably going to yield some runs.
And these are at home. Here's Torrey Lovullo, the manager of the Diamondbacks, position on that. He said, for now, Rodney's still our closer. And sure. He said he's not going to go on and use him on Sunday, but that's more of a usage thing than a demotion thing or anything like that. So I think that people will get really excited if they can go out there on Sunday and Archie Bradley, goes out there and throws a clean ninth. I think that it's going to start a controversy. It's really Lovullo's first dilemma as a manager, but he prefers to look at the big picture, and that's that, he's had eight opportunities and he saved six of them. So he's going with the guy that saved six games rather than the guy that's blown two. That might be a rookie manager thing, or that might be Lovullo demonstrating poise and not hitting the panic button. Because what do because Fernando Rodney's done if he gets demoted as the closer. Those guys go to the eighth inning and it rarely works out, even though he's been in that role in the past. He's kind of graduated on. He's a closer now. He doesn't want to take a reduced role. And I think that would give the Diamondbacks essentially one less arm in their bullpen should that happen.
Well, and then you talk about rattling a guy's confidence.
Oh, yeah.
That would absolutely do it. Did you feel like any air let out of the building when they were starting to trail, and then when they went into the bottom of the ninth, did you feel like there was any way that they would get a run across and tie the game or maybe even win the game? Like, how was the atmosphere after they let the lead go?
I've never been a real believer in Fernando Rodney's ability to close games. In fact, when the Indians would face Seattle or Detroit or wherever he was, I would always, watch the ninth inning, even if it was like a three-run game, just because Rodney can be, can be open and shut. I mean, Rodney could give you 10, 12 pitches and strike out the side. He's got talent. That's why, people keep giving him money to anchor their bullpen. But, a two-run lead, it seemed pretty safe, but they were chipping away at it for a long time there. So, so the Diamondbacks don't get it done. Rodney was, really upset about it after the game. We talked to him for a few minutes, and, it was kind of just tough to stand there right in front of him and watch him kind of explain things there. So,
yeah. Hey, sorry about that, Jeff. I was
No worries. I had it. I was at the game. I was actually, at the game and paying attention. I actually kept score last night.
Did you?
Yeah. I did a decent job. Chase Field kind of helps you out, and they give you the inning in front of you in case you need to get out that on your computer and update stuff.
Yeah. Well, here, let me just throw this at you now, because we're talking a lot about the Diamondbacks and how they potentially could start this free fall. Something I'm noticing, the Dodgers finally over 500 right now, 13-12. Could this be when they start to make their push a little bit and wake up a little bit? Because to me, they've been sleepwalking, and I would say the same thing a little bit about Cleveland and a little bit about the Cubs at this point. But all of them are not, they're going to be in the mix, we know, and one or two of those are in first place at the very moment. But truth be told, they have gotten out of the gates a little bit slow. Is that mean that there's parity, or does that just mean that these guys have gotten out a little bit slow, but they're maybe going to start waking up at this point?
Well, we use the marathon sprint analogy a lot, with Major League Baseball. And I think that, the league, the divisions are won in the summer months, even though the NL West has been playing each other a lot at the beginning of the season here. And that just makes sense, because why send warm weather teams to cold weather cities when it's, it's snowing in Colorado? I'd rather have Colorado and Arizona and things like that. But
yeah,
I just think that these teams pace themselves. They know what it takes to to win enough games. They know if they win all the head, you know, they know if they win the head to heads, regardless of what happens in April, they know if they win the head to heads that they're probably going to have a good chance to win the division. I think they're just patient. And a lot of these teams are trying to become whole. I mean, I think the Dodgers last night, Saturday night, April 29th, remember that day, that's going to be a catalyst. Puig, Bellinger, and, Justin Turner go back to back to back in the ninth for the walk-off win. That's definitely going to spark something if there's a spark to be had there with the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, look, this could definitely be the start for them, and that's why I kind of noticed it. They're now over 500, like you said, back to back to back to back for the very, very improbable but probable win, but just in dramatic fashion. And sometimes that's what you need to get things kicked off. So like for the Diamondbacks, they've had a couple now where it's gone the wrong way, you know, late in a ball game. The Dodgers get this one to turn the right way for them in an improbable victory. So
your offense can almost, set up your defense to fail. Your offense can set itself up to fail, especially when you have that 6-2 lead. You kind of turn off the Jets because you don't necessarily feel like you need the runs. And I think that's a problem. They get out to these big leads, if the bullpen's going to blow them.
Yeah. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to continue rapping about sports. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, and we're going to kind of switch gears. We've been doing a lot of baseball talk, which is great because we know it's that time of year, but it's also time to talk some NBA basketball, man. There's a couple good series that are going to be coming our way. We still have one to be determined, and that'll happen a little bit later as we We'll watch that one happen. The Clippers play the Utah Jazz. The Clippers at home, game seven. Chris Paul, great game six. I expect him to play another great game when he goes back home to L.A. I expect them to win. Jeff, I don't want to spend too much time on it because we did talk a lot about this. But if they do lose, we do know all the storylines, whether it's do they break up, like you said, Redick, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, how does that all turn out? Does Doc Rivers make it through? I have only known them to get – they've never gotten past the second round. So, look, at the end of the day, this is kind of a big game for them, but I do expect them to win a Game 7 in L.A.
I do, too. It's just it just kind of feels like that's the chalk pick at this point.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, you got to think that – this youth thing, like I'm talking about with the Milwaukee Bucks as to was the difference, along with, like I said, missed free throws, missed layups. But the youth thing definitely makes a big difference.
It's the future. It's the future of the association. One of the things that, you know, I get really hung up on about the NBA, it's probably my biggest issue with the NBA, is that purgatory situation where you're a 6, 7, 8 seed, or you're the 13th or 14th pick in the lottery, where you're just kind of stuck being average. And that happens when you have a veteran team that peaks at that point. I think that you have what you have in Milwaukee and what you have in Utah are teams on the way up. I think that they're both well coached, and I think that, you know, which is crazy because I thought that there was a lot of speculation that Jason Kidd might not make it past this season. But, you know, those teams aren't stuck there. They don't need, you know, they can go get it like a Kawhi Leonard somewhere in the middle of the first round of the draft. They can find their guy to get better. They don't need a transcendent player like LeBron to make them relevant. And they're not going to be stuck where they're not going to be able to get a good enough player to improve. And they're never going to be able to beat, you know, good enough to beat the five teams in front of them during their window.
You know, the one interesting thing that I'm going to say about the Bucks is I'm interested to see how they do move forward. If it is Jason Kidd, or if they wind up bringing somebody else in there, and then Jason Kidd maybe moves to the front office to some capacity. I don't know. I mean, that's something that kind of intrigues me
Does he have that kind of relationship that, you know, that makes sense? I mean, he just, he got brought in, you know, from another bench. You know, he never really, does he have any ties in that front office from his playing days or anything like that?
I just think that they trust him so much that maybe could happen, but
I don't want to go. I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent, but, you know, like I hear about, you know, like the Bengals grooming Marvin Lewis to work in their front office, and that makes sense because he was their head coach for a long time. It just doesn't, you know, make a ton of sense unless he coaches for a few more years. It just doesn't seem like there's that deep of a bond there with him and the Bucks.
We'll see. We'll just have to see how it all shakes out. But there could be a move like that in the next couple few years, if you ask me.
Always work out. You know, no. I mean, Phil Jackson, great coach, terrible executive. Mike Holmgren, great coach, terrible executive.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, there's been many cases where it happens. We'll have to see how it all shakes out.
Speaking of executives, I gotta get your thoughts on Larry Bird. We broke it on the air the other day when it was breaking news. Now that it's had some time to settle in, what do you think of Larry Bird walking away from the Pacers? Is it just was it just the time to get out of that situation, or is he done in basketball?
Well, no, I think absolutely it was the time to get out of that situation, because when you look at what had happened to his relationship with Paul George and how the relationship in general had deteriorated with them not being able to bring in players for Paul to be able to win a championship with. And he had always made that clear that that's what he wanted from that front office. And look, they were unable to get that job done. Now he wants to move to LA and move on with his basketball career. He's telling teammates, he's telling everybody that he wants out of Indiana. So ultimately, I think it came down to Larry Bird having to make a really tough decision and saying, look, I don't want to be the guy that says, okay, that we can move Paul George and change the direction of this franchise. So,
well, part of that's on PG, part of that's on PG-13, cause he breaks his leg. I'm not saying that it was any fault, through any, misdoing on his part, but I think that, he could have played a season. Danny Granger gets hurt. They've had a lot of unfortunate things happen in Indiana, but they're going to move on, and Larry Legend does not have to make a deal where he gives Paul George to Magic Johnson.
Well, and not only that, they've played Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, 4 out of the 6 times that Cleveland has gotten to the NBA championship. So when you think about it, they've had a really daunting task to get through, and nobody else has done it either. So at the end of the day, there's one winner. We've always talked about that, man. Only one team winds up getting through from the East and one team from the West. And if you've got to do it against LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers 4 out of 6 times, let's be honest, it's not going to happen. So their failure is really not as bad as it might seem. It's just a matter of when they were going out of the playoffs. And I think that that's kind of hard to swallow for people, especially when you had those days with Reggie Miller and Rick Smits back in the day when they were playing really exciting ball games in the Madison Square Garden, where he was talking all kinds of smack to Spike Lee. And, people want to get that back, Jeff. And when you don't have it for a long, long time, you got to make some changes. And I think that Larry Bird just couldn't make that change of getting rid of Paul George.
Well, obviously we're talking about two different windows when you talk about the Reggie Miller teams and the Paul George teams. Yep. And it's just the juxtaposition that, when they were at their absolute peak, Miami was also at their absolute peak with LeBron and Wade. And, I heard something the other day that, sometimes you have to understand when the field is really big, you don't have to try to be better than McDonald's. Maybe just try to be better than Wendy's, try to be better than In-N-Out Burger. And, just in terms of volume. And, sometimes that doesn't mean an NBA championship. That doesn't mean that the era was a failure. It just means that you just played in the wrong era. I believe that those Mark Price, Brad Daugherty, Larry Nance teams of the late, '80s, early '90s there in Cleveland, they didn't have a chance because they had to run into MJ. And, they tried a couple different things to remedy it. They brought in Gerald Wilkins, who was able to stop him as a New York Knick, but he was able to stop a younger, less mature Jordan. And sometimes it just doesn't work out. And I think that that's what everybody in the Eastern Conference is worried about, is dealing with LeBron. And I think that that extends as far as the Boston Celtics, who are getting ready to engage in what I think will be a bloodbath, probably 6 or 7 games with the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. A lot of good matchups, a great series, I should say. A lot of great matchups. John Wall's a handful for everybody. And then I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. Bradley Beal is also a handful. I called him Jeremy last week, but Bradley Beal is a heck of a ball player too. And I think he's going to give Bradley on the other side fits, and he's going to have to work really hard. I wonder how his offense will be, which really came on for the Boston Celtics the last couple of games and obviously helped them get through the Chicago Bulls in four straight after they lose the first couple at home. But I think you're right. I think that's a great series, man. We got a lot of good matchups. Those bigs are going to go at it. All the guards are going to go at it. I think IT is going to be an interesting question mark because I really think he has a really, really tough task. He's really short, and he's going up against a lot of bigger guards. He's going to probably hope that Brandon Jennings is in the game a lot because John Wall, Bradley Beal, those are really two tough guys for Isaiah to have to go up against all night long.
I see two things in this series. I think that Al Horford has to play a really big role. You know, we talk about the bigs going at it. I think that that's where Boston could space the floor, you know, especially if he's hitting the shot from the outside. I think that that's a big deal. And I want to see what Washington's bench does after I think that Hoiberg kind of found the model with almost like line change. You know, we're talking basketball, but, you know, I'm talking about like line changes when they, you know, when they brought in their reserves, like, you know, Zipser and, you know, Isaiah Cannon. I think that they gave Boston fits because Boston, you know, I don't really believe in their bench. I think that Brad Stevens is a good game manager, and I think that he really gets these players, gets the most out of these players. I don't know if I love his rotations, though, so let's see if Washington subs better and can you know, play those minutes when they're not playing against the Boston starters and take advantage of that like Chicago did.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I think you said it right. That's a 6 or 7 game series. I really do. I think it's a great one. Hey, let's talk real quickly about the battle for Texas. Houston and the Spurs will be going at it. Spurs had to play one more game. That may be something to look at. I think the Rockets are in a really good position to actually win this series. But obviously, it'll be decided on the floor. How do you think this thing shakes out? And what are some of the matchups you're looking at?
I think that, you know, it's again, it's all about rotations. It's about playing those tired San Antonio legs. I think that Houston can, you know, we've seen wherever he's gone, whether, you know, the variable levels of success between Phoenix, you know, New York and Houston. But, the, you know, that D'Antoni offense, you know, they could run and gun. They could be, you know, the 7 seconds or less Rockets. It, you know, it doesn't sound as great as the 7 seconds or less Suns, but you know, I think that they can wear San Antonio down. They've got to stop Kawhi Leonard. I don't know whether that's getting him into foul trouble, if it's double teaming him and letting somebody else get theirs for a little while. And the whole NBA comes down to who hits the jumpers on any given night. So I think that it's going to be an interesting series. You know, everything in my gut says Houston, but everything on paper says San Antonio in this series.
Interesting. I mean, look, I think it's another very even matchup. You have contrasting styles because I don't think that the Spurs really want to get up and down as much as the Rockets do want to get up and down. So
it's a little easier to slow the game down than to try to speed it up from a team that goes deeper, goes down to, 6-7 seconds on the shot clock every possession and plays a complete half court game.
Well, and not only that, I just think the playoffs are different. I mean, the possessions mean more. So you want to go out there and you want to execute a little bit better. So I think it comes down to a half court at some point and usually late in the ball game. So if the games are tight, which I expect them to be, I really do. I expect a lot of these games to be tight. So it'll come down to execution, man. It'll come down to who's got better sets late in ball games and who can execute a little bit better. So, and when you have guys like John Wall that can get shots up at any moment. You can have guys like Kawhi Leonard from San Antonio who can get shots up anytime.
Well, sticking with San Antonio, is this where maybe we start to see them start missing the big fundamental?
Maybe. I mean, look, he obviously...
First series without him in 20 years.
Yeah, it'll be the second one because they had to get by Utah in the first round, but I hear what you're saying. And look, at a certain point, you know, you got to move on from that as well. And I think they really moved on pretty well when you think about it. There's nobody better than the Spurs that just keep on winning. But I see we're up against it. Excuse me. We're going to have to take another quick pause for the cause, and we're going to wrap this thing up. Once again, you can always get us on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA, and then Dorf Online, as well as the radio website, the home of us, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. So check all those things out. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorfman. One final segment coming up. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it.
Booster for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness.
From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network with Jeff Rich, as he always is, my right-hand man, my tag team partner in crime. Again, you can always check us out at DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Check us out on all of our Twitter handles at Dorf Online, Dorf on Sports, and then obviously at By Jeff Rich and then Sports Byline USA. Jeff, parting shot time, man. You're up.
Yeah, let's give it up for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Let's give it up for the Valley of the Sun. You know, these people showed up, 30,445 for a game against the first place team with the roof open in early April. Keep it going. Keep becoming a sports town and grow with us, Phoenix.
Yeah, let's. And I'm gonna kind of grow on that one. And we finally got something that I absolutely love and desire and really need in my life is a game seven. We got it. A little bit of drama. Hopefully Utah goes out and plays a really good basketball game in a very ruckus and tough crowd there in LA, but be a good experience for those guys when you really think about it, because they don't really get this chance that often. And now Utah back in the mix a little bit with a up and coming team. Got to get the heck out of Dodge. So hopefully it's a good game seven in the NBA playoffs. For Jeff Rich and Scott on the other side, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We're out of here until next time and next week here on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich and Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.